Why Healthcare Trust is Built on Science, Not Shortcuts Hook. What if the health products you trust most are actually coasting on brand recognition alone and have zero clinical evidence backing them up? Here's the uncomfortable truth. In 2026, that gap between reputation and real science is getting harder to hide. And the companies that built their foundation on verifiable data, they're winning. Pause. Context. Right now, healthcare is going through a credibility reckoning. Patients are smarter, investors are more selective, and institutions are demanding proof, not promises. This week, we're seeing clinical cancer trials advancing, military health programs being overhauled, and serious institutional capital flowing into hygiene infrastructure. Canada Silverceuticals has been operating from this evidence-first philosophy since 1999. The rest of the industry is finally catching up. Pause. First, a rare bile duct cancer called cholangiocarcinoma has historically had almost no treatment options. Molecular Partners AG just advanced their phase 2 tactic study combining MP0317 with chemoimmunotherapy, a structured, multi-center trial with transparent reporting and clear mechanisms. Why does that matter to you? Because it shows what modern patients actually want. Data, timelines, honesty, not fake health claims. Every health brand, from oncology to antimicrobial supplements, needs to meet that same standard. Pause. Second, investors are putting serious money into healthcare hygiene infrastructure. QuickClean just raised $14 million in a Series B round led by Stakeboat Capital for specialized sanitation services inside healthcare facilities. Mid-market private equity doesn't deploy that kind of capital without rigorous due diligence. The signal is clear. Antimicrobial protection and infection control aren't optional. They're foundational, durable, and scalable. That same institutional logic applies directly to nanosilver technology operating through triple action antimicrobial mechanisms. Pause. Third, the U.S. Department of Defense is now offering voluntary testosterone testing to all military personnel over 30, with hormone replacement therapy available for those who qualify. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth called it delivering the best medical care in the world to service members. Whatever your take on the policy, the structural signal is massive. Even the most demanding institutions on the planet are shifting toward proactive, preventive, personalized health protocols. Pause. The takeaway. Here's what you do today. Go to canadasilverceuticals.ca and look up the science behind nanosilver technology. Don't just read the product page. Read the mechanism of action. Ask yourself, does this company document outcomes and stand behind decades of research? That's the question you should be asking about every single health product you put in your body. Pause. CTA. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want AI-generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.